What's poppin'? Welcome back to the Hot Shots Podcast. I am your host, JD Johnstone. With me always is the two greatest co-hosts in the entire world. It's the Houdini himself and D-Paw. What's poppin', boys?
Yeah, how you doing?
JD, Dino, good to be back. Good to see you, boys. Hope everybody's doing well.
Doing great. Today, we're going to be ranking the best swings of all time in baseball history.
I'm
going to
be curious, too. Like, I think I would be shocked if everyone doesn't have the same number one here, but I can't wait to see everybody's list here. This is going to be good.
I feel like everybody here and everyone listening knows who should be number one, but we'll see. Let the anticipation begin. I don't know if you guys came this prepared, but I have a few honorable mentions that I want to get out of the way. A couple hot shots that I want to throw at you. These people did not make my list. First one on my honorable mentions list, Barry Bonds. He's not on my list.
Wow.
Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, who I adored growing up. I loved Alex Rodriguez, and Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
All right.
Starting off hot.
We're starting off Hot Shots Pod with a hot shot right there.
Yeah, get some flames for you.
I'll tell you what, though. You might be shocked with how high Barry Bonds is on my list.
All right, this is good. The differing opinions. This is why we do this. I like having conversation, but I'll get us started. At the bottom of my list with number 10, the captain, Aaron Judge. Notice how I tried to fool you there thinking it was Derek Jeter, but no, it's Aaron Judge is number 10 on my list. It's a little bit of a biased pick, I gotta tell you. I feel like I have a special connection with him. We'll get into this later in later episodes, but I was with the people, and I was there when Judge hit his 60th. We caught the ball, got to meet him, take pictures, give the ball over. It was all cool and stuff. So be sharing that story in the future. So stay tuned for that at Hot Shots Podcast. But it's just very satisfying for me getting to see him go from 2017 all the way to where he is now. And even 2016, where he came up in the month where he really struggled, that swing was horrendous. It was ugly. And just seeing him slowly become the player he is and one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in all of baseball when healthy, is very satisfying to me. So I had to put him on the list, and it's biased. I said it was, but I love him.
Now, are we like commenting as we go, or should I save my notes for the end? Because I can blast you right now.
Okay. All right.
Kind of really simple. I don't know how he's on anyone's list if the guy can't hit a low and away slider. That's all. He has a great swing.
That's a
and
fair
miss.
Point. I told you it was biased, man. I feel like I have a connection with him.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, hey, look, your list is your list. I respect it.
Yeah, personal connection.
I get it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I got number 10. I got Bryce Harper. I like the leg kick. It's violent. You know what I mean? Like, I like watching balls fly off of his bat. That's not, you know, like, I don't know. And you're going to see a reoccurring trend here in my list. And De Palma will start to pick up on it slowly.
His swing has changed a little bit, just like Aaron Judge. He had a high leg kick with the Nationals. I'm not even sure if he has a leg kick anymore. He might be doing toe tap. Yeah, but one thing is a little concerning to me right now is coming off that Tommy John surgery, the power has gone down a little bit. And I love Bryce Harper. I root for him so much, and I want to see him succeed. So I kind of will be looking out for that as a fan to see if the power numbers jump up a little bit, but always rooting for Bryce Harper, great dude.
Yeah, so, no, I like, you know, I thought about Judge in the honorable mention category. I thought about, I actually have Harper in the honorable mention, just to round out honorable mention for you. I got Vlad Sr.
Okay.
Old school.
Respect.
All these guys, too. With my list, I've seen everybody on these swings, too. I know, Jedi, you mentioned, like, Gehrig, you know, only seen a couple videos of it, so I went with a little bit more of a modern list. But also on there is Jim Thome on my last honorable mention. I was a lefty swinger myself, so those big lefty swings, gotta love it.
My honorable mention, I only had one. It was Joe Mauer.
Ooh, love it.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah, that very sleeper.
Sweet stroke. Yeah, I like that. But my number 10, future Hall of Famer, if he's not already in the Hall of Fame, I don't think so yet. Ichiro at number 10. Just a clean swing. You know, it may not be a prototypical swing, but he just makes beautiful contact and it just looks so pure.
Sweet swing. Definitely one that's underrated that a lot of people forget about it. They look for power when people are ranking these lists. They look for power. So yep. I think people kind of forget these contact sort of guys. And he had a unique swing in himself. Moving on to 9
Jedi.
Now.
Jedi, I'm going to cut you off and I'll just start you with 9 because I had Ichiro in the 9 spot.
Love it.
Fair. That way we don't have to go back to
I hate to interrupt the you know, the round robin, but like I had no choice but to jump in there. It's iconic for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's where I put Ichiro's swing is just he came over and it was unheard of. It's kind of like a softball swing.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You know,
but a swing that we won't really see anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you my last honorable mention was Luis Arraez, and I wanted to talk about that just really quick because. Honestly, I watched this dude swing, and he might be the best hitter I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, bat to ball, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, like, I don't mean power or anything like that. Just, like, strictly being able to have barrel control, he might be the best hitter I've ever seen.
Number nine, I got Mike Trout. Modern swing. Literally, when he makes contact on a down-and-in fastball, it's one of the purest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Chipper, just to talk on Chip real quick, in my opinion, the greatest switch hitter of all time. And I think we might be seeing Chipper on D-Paw's list up a little bit higher here, too.
Okay. A little tease.
I mean, look, you're going to see Chipper on my list here eventually, but Trout's swing is smooth, and he might be the most exciting player, if healthy, in the game of baseball. And I think that's his downside. I think his WAR is somewhere like plus 35 or something. And the dude's, I swear to God, he's never healthy. Yeah. But we can talk about the Angels later on because I have a world of things to say about how horrendous the contract to Anthony Rendon is.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
Which you know what? You can put like top 10 worst contracts ever on our list because he'll fall in that category.
That is something that we will do in the future. So we have plans for that. So stay tuned for that if you're into that sort of stuff at Hot Shots Podcast. I had to throw in the little brand mark for us. Moving on to number eight, though, I went with a classic swing. One of my heroes growing up, watched him every single day. The captain, Derek Jeter. Too much of an iconic swing to leave out of this list. I don't know if it's too much of a bias. It definitely is. But I feel like when you look at something that's just like a sweet swing, I like it. And I know there's a little bit of controversy with it. But he had to be on my list one way or another.
Dean, let me jump in because you're a Yanks fan, so you might get to go on there for you might agree with him here. But I absolutely hate Jeter swing, not taking away from what he did and how he did it. Beautiful inside out swing if you're into that type of thing. But personally, yeah, just not my cup of tea, you know.
Hey man, the guy went oppo, he went up the middle, yeah. He pulled stuff.
Yep.
The guy did everything. You have to have a pretty good sweet swing in order to do that for 20 years like he did.
Yep.
I agree with De Palma here.
What? Oh my gosh. I literally like can't. This is the stuff that I don't miss. I don't miss this stuff.
Yeah, but like I said, you're going to see a reoccurring trend in my list. So, like, I think like,
I swear if you're talking to God, about... it's all lefties.
It might be.
Oh my God.
Like
if Dean, if I'm not on there...
For everyone listening right now, I'm the only sane one here, and that may be a good arguing point for later, but... Continue.
All I'm saying is, like, I think it's more of an iconic stance than it is a great swing. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You have to have a sweet swing, like I said, to hit as well as he did for 20 years in professional Major League Baseball.
I disagree, Jedi.
But I just don't think it looked good. He did great with it. I think it did.
See, that's my thing. Is I get it that there's a lot of people that don't like his swing and they think that it'll, you know, the back waggle, like they didn't like it. I liked it though. I mean, again, I have to say, maybe I'm biased. I grew up with Derek Jeter. Through my entire childhood, I watched every game the dude played for like the last 12 years of his career. So, I mean, I just feel like he had to be on my list, and I enjoy watching him hit. I think he has a sweet swing. I don't know. It's my opinion. I got to live with it, though.
Hey, your list is your list. My eight, Barry Bonds. And I know he's low on the list, and I'll explain
That's
it.
That's a little low. Like,
it is low. No, I know. But
Jedi
like
didn't
I said,
even have him.
Dude,
I did not.
When you go up my list, you'll see. you'll see. But, like... iconic stance, powerful swing, and I could care less if he was on steroids.
Yeah.
Fair.
No. All right. Number eight, I got A-Rod. I mean, part of it...
Love that.
Steroids, etc., all that, but, like, it's just smooth, man. And I think that might be, like, one of the themes in my list here is it's just a beautiful swing. You know, nothing too crazy about it, but, you know, dude is a Hall of Fame player and has one of the sweetest swings I've ever seen.
I love that pick, and I totally agree with you. I wish he was on my list, but to be honest, I kind of forgot about him, and the way that I made this list was I was thinking about people that I love to watch to hit, and I think that's the way you have to think about it when you're making your own ranking list on best swings. It's who do you like to watch hit, because it's your opinion, and these are the people that I love to watch hit that I would just sit there and love to watch them take batting practice whenever. My seven, I'm not going to dwell on it too much because Deepa already had it on his list. Mike Trout, really not much to say here. I mean, just an absolute sweet swing. Deepa, you nailed it on the head by saying the down away or the down and in fastball. It's like a cannonball off his bat.
Exit ELO on that is insane.
It is. It's absolutely insane. And it's magical to watch what the dude does. It sucks that he's out right now with the hammock bone injury because baseball needs him, because even when he's not playing at his best, he's just good for baseball.
I buy that. My seventh, Babe Ruth himself. and I will tell you, when you watch the swing, it's not that pretty. It's not that pretty. But I will tell you, anyone that can eat hot dogs, drink beer, and generate the power that dude could, I put him on the list. It's outside the box. I know it's not as smooth as what the Palmas list is kind of going for. I understand that, but dude, I think he swung like a 37.
Literally my next comment was I think it was like a 38 ounce bat or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so I give him mad credit for that. Plus, dude, like I said, the baggy uniform. You know what I mean? Like I got to put the Babe on it.
You know, I might get a lot of flack for this and might get some heat, but Babe Ruth plays in today's MLB. He does not hit as many home runs as he did, and is not as huge. He might still be a Hall of Famer. He's not going to be a home run king or whatever.
This is such a conversation for another time that I'm not going to get
like,
to.
I can't.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I wish you didn't bring it up.
Just create that list. Yeah, top 10 guys that would have failed in today's game, or top 10 guys that would have succeeded in the past, whatever.
Bet. All right.
Deepa, real quick, I just want to comment on Babe Ruth because he's not on my list, and he was in my honorable mentions, and I think he has a sweet swing, but the reason why he didn't make it is because when I think of Babe Ruth, I think of iconic swing. I don't think of sweet swing. And if I was ranking a different list where I was ranking the most iconic swings, he might be top three because everybody knows who Babe Ruth is. Everybody knows what Babe Ruth's swing looks like if you're a baseball fan. But when I'm ranking sweetest swings, he just didn't make the list for me. Deepa?
Number seven, future Hall of Famer, recently retired, Albert Pujols. Once again, not prototypical, but when you look at how he was able to keep the bat through the zone, it's one of the prettiest swings I've ever seen. I absolutely love it. You know, the numbers speak for himself. It's probably, out of the remaining swings that I got on here, probably the most unique left on here. Cut that, Jedi. Because, I got a crazy one coming up in a couple here. But Pujols, absolutely beautiful swing through the zone. Big fan of Albert.
Dino, what do you think about that?
I respect it. But once again, when you see my list, you'll understand why he's not on it.
Because he's not left-handed?
Correct.
And that's a conversation for later on. But Deepa, just to quickly comment on your pick with Albert Pujols, I do agree with you 100% that the dude was amazing at staying his barrel through the zone. But I don't know. I don't know if it was like a sweet swing for me personally. It is kind of like... I don't know. It was really low. His hands were kind of in an awkward position.
The really wide stance.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. He didn't crack my list, but definitely, definitely one of the greatest hitters of all time. And moving on, going to number six. Listen, someone who was just so successful as he was, he had to be on this list for a sweet swing, and it's Tony Gwynn. If you bat as well as he did, I don't think he ever got to 400, but... he got pretty darn close a few times, and he's probably the greatest pure hitter from the past 100 years.
No, he never got to 400, but he was very close.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's amazing what the dude was able to do in his career, but just a contact guy. I mean, absolutely unbelievable what he was able to do. And he has to be on the list when you're just talking about a sweet swing and just an absolute pure hitter.
Yeah, so I don't have Gwynn only for the simple purpose of, like, or the simple reason that I forgot him. But, like, it's a sweet swing. Like, there's nothing bad I can say about Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, mechanically, it's the perfect swing. Like, you know, you start talking into, like, you know, he was the closest thing to Ted Williams, you know, modern day has ever seen. And that's for a reason, for how he actually swings it. I didn't put him on here just because I don't like it. You know, a little hunched over. I don't know, just kind of like an awkward swing. But I think I saw some crazy stat about Tony Gwynn that I think it was John Smoltz talking about it. Smoltz, Maddox, and Glavin in, like, you know, the heyday of both of their primes there, running through the same period of time there. I think he struck out like 3 or 4 times against all of them combined in their career. It's something ridiculous. Number 6, I got Chip. Self-explanatory switch hitter. I think his swing is better from the left side than the right, but the greatest switch hitter, in my opinion, absolutely smooth swing.
Well, my 6 is also Chipper, but only from the left side. Yes.
Oh. It's Dean's okay, list. Fine. He can do what he wants.
Fine. I'll completely take him off my list because I don't like your attitude, and I'll put David Ortiz on there. I'll put the Poppy. Yeah, I'll put Poppy on there.
Look, I'm sorry, like, Chipper, dude, like, if you were watching this. You were taken off the Houdini's list. How dare he?
Yeah, there's something about Poppy's swing that it just seemed like every time he was up, you assumed it was kind of like when Steph shoots a 3, right?
Yeah,
like
you assume he's gonna rope it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like every time Steph misses a 3, I'm shocked. Every time Ortiz did not find a barrel, I was surprised. I'll take Lefty Chipper off and I'll put Poppy on there.
One of the best clutch hitters of all time.
Moving on, though, to number 5. I wish I could have put this guy at number 1, but my soul could not do it because there's people swings that I admire more. However, I would love to go back in time to when this dude was in his prime and just watch the dude hit, because it would have been amazing, because every baseball that came at him, he saw it like a damn beach ball.
Ted Williams.
Nope, Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Manny. That's a good one.
Oh my gosh, dude. Let me tell you, I could just watch him hit all damn day, and I wouldn't complain at all, because the guy's swing is just so unbelievable, especially from the right side.
So when I think of Manny Ramirez, like, 2 words come to mind, and it's very short and sweet: professional hitter. Just, like, dude was a professional hitter, you know, very iconic swing too. I like that, Jedi. But no, that's he was a great.
He was on the cover of what video game?
MLB 06?
MVP 05.
Dating me a little bit.
Ooh, that future podcast.
No, it wouldn't be dating me. What is it? Like, I don't know. I was too young for it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Depot, who's number 5 on your list?
Number 5, 100% recency bias. All right. I will 100% say I'm being very, very recency biased here. Shohei Ohtani-san. I love his swing. And if I think that dude played his earlier years starting in the MLB, he would be in the discussions of, he's already getting the next Babe Ruth, but he'd have the numbers to back it up right now. Dude's swing, he hits pitches out that no human being alive should be able to hit out. It's unbelievable how nice that swing is. I very, very rarely have a, like, favorite professional player, like, in any sport. Like, I got my favorites per se, but I think Ohtani might be my favorite player in Major League Baseball. Like, it's like bar none, Ohtani, and then everybody else to me.
That's fair. That's a very valid point. Do you know you got anything to say on that?
I'm going to comment when he comes up on my list.
Oh, okay. I like how Dean's been kind of teasing his list this whole time. All right, Dino, what's your number 5?
All right, my number 5 is Rod Carew.
Oh, give me a break. Come on. You've been trying to flame me this whole time. No, flame to you. Here's the sound effect for the flames. Absolutely not. No.
Okay. You're going to tell me that, like, when you're in a cage messing around or whatever it is, you've never hit, like, Rod Carew?
Yeah.
Like the little, like you, where do you think Chuck Knoblauch got it from? Yeah. Good old Roddy boy. Okay. Like,
brick.
One of the best Twins players of all time.
Dude, I'm not saying that, like, look, the swing's in the zone. It's in the, like, the bat path is there. It's already preset. It's interesting to watch, right? Like, I just got him on my list because I think it's a dope batting stance. I don't care about the swing. I think it's one of the dopest batting stances I've ever seen in my entire life.
See, if I respect your opinion because it's your list. I truly do. It's your opinion. You own the right to however you
it's
please
your
you
list,
get to rank
baby.
It. But again, this is the best swing. It's not the most iconic swing. So if I was ranking that, he may be on it. I'm not saying he would be. But he's definitely not on for sweetest.
Don't care.
All right, well, moving on. My number four. I teased this guy earlier with Chipper, saying that Chipper wasn't the best switch hitter of all time. In my opinion, he's one of them, but I think this person is. It's Mickey Mantle. The guy had an identical swing on both sides of the plate, left and right, and to be honest, just a beautiful swing. And to be honest, I also kind of grew up with him and Lou Gehrig, that were the two guys that, like, were the older generation of Yankees that I obviously didn't get to see play when they were living. But growing up, but the dude's amazing baseball player. Guy hit 500-foot shots. He hit baseballs out of Yankee Stadium, which nobody's been able to do. So just makes you think, like, what were these guys on and how talented were they? And how sweet and how were they their best swings?
I mean, like, when you say he hit it out of Yankee Stadium.
He did.
Okay. No. Hold on a second. Let me ask my question, you turd. In old Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Okay. What part did he hit it out of?
The short porch.
Oh, no. But you're talking about, like, where the ambulance parked and there was, like, a gapway. And then, like, in that little cut, there was a little outside part to the stadium.
No.
Right? It's not like he hit it over the upper deck.
No, bro. Yes, he did. He hit it out. He hit it over the third deck. I'm pretty sure there's video of it.
We're going to have to fact check that because that's like a 700-foot home run.
Okay. We will fact check that, and I will be sure that if I'm wrong, I'll admit to it and be sorry. But I'm actually 100% sure that it's true.
Okay. Well, if that's true, then I don't know why that era isn't getting blasted for some sort of PEDs.
Because he's Mickey Mantle.
It was a different type of PED for Mickey.
Yeah, 100%.
D-Ball, who's your number four?
Yo, I like it, Jedi. You know, one of the funniest stories I've ever heard about baseball, too, if anybody wants to look it up, is what Mickey Mantle did in between innings one time. Just type that in Google. Hilarious story. Number four, Dino mentioned it earlier about his boy Rod Carew telling me that you never did this in the batting cage. I guarantee anybody who ever played any level of baseball has done this guy's batting stance and swing in the cage. Gary Sheffield. Iconic. Don't even need to say anything else about it. Number four, Gary Sheffield.
I respect it. I actually tried to hit like that a while back. It didn't work, but I loved it.
I respect that so much, and I wish that he was on my list. I didn't even think of him. Shame on me. Dino.
Larry Walker.
Bang.
Never pull on a man's cape. Never, what did he spit? Say? They said, never spit into the wind, and my goodness, do not run on Larry Walker. Like, Larry Walker's swing is so unbelievably beautiful to watch. You can talk about arm strength on a different day. But, dude, I will tell you, like, there's just something about Larry Walker's batting stance. He's got the open stance. It kind of looks like a long swing. But he's got, like, such unbelievably, like, strong hands and quick hands that the ball just jumps off his bat. So I got Lawrence Walker in my four spot.
I forget what year it was, but that year that he was chasing Ted Williams 400 was like, maybe young teenager, but I remember that vividly and like how intense that was. You know, that may have even been like early internet days. I remember reading Sports Illustrated about that, like how much of a historic pace he was on. Love it, Dino.
I love that pick so much. And honestly, it kind of opens up a little bit of a discussion that I don't want to get into it, but an opinion that I have is that I wish the Rockies had they always need these power hitters, and they kind of are lacking that right now. They had Cargo for years that kind of had a sweet swing too.
Bro, he was on. He just missed honorable mention for me.
Yeah, but like these guys that hit bombs in Coors Field where the altitude is kind of higher, yeah. The ball goes a little bit further, and I think they're lacking that right now. They had Arenado, but he's gone. Trevor Story was there. Bryant was supposed to be that guy, and he's just absolutely not. Everything has completely gone wrong with that guy. But I just feel like for baseball, you need somebody with massive power that's in Colorado because it's fun to watch, and Todd Helton was also that guy for a while too. But moving on, though, my number three is absolutely sweet and iconic swing, a little bit of both for you. It's Ted Williams. Can't go wrong with that. He has to be on everybody's list. Probably the greatest hitter of all time. Not too much to say on this one, though.
No, yeah, I love it, Jedi. The only reason I didn't put him on there, I think my list is more of a modern list, but I mean, yeah, the splendid splinter, the greatest baseball hitter of all time. You know, The Art of Hitting, or no, it's not The Art of Hitting. What's his book called? No, it might be The Art of Hitting. That book is amazing, and just like hearing how he broke hitting down to a science is absolute perfection. You know, another lefty swing, I'll go with number three here. Steroids aside, Barry Bonds, everything about it, it's an iconic swing. He used, we're talking about Babe Ruth's weight of the bat. Barry Bonds used like a 30 to 31 inch bat too. Choked up on it, but you could never get inside on Barry Bonds. He hit some of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit in my entire life.
He actually hit one of the furthest balls I've ever seen hit ever in Yankee Stadium, in old Yankee Stadium. He went halfway up upper deck.
Yeah.
I think it was like 512 feet or something like that. It was one of the furthest balls I've seen hit. But my number three, Jedi, I'm with you. It's Ted Williams. Slow-mo his swing when you get a chance. Mechanically, yeah. It is perfect.
Perfect.
There's not a lot of there's not a lot of perfect swings out there because hitting is – people try to teach hitting one way. There's no one way to hit. But if there was, it would be written by Ted Williams.
Yep, 100%.
All right, and moving on to number two. There's nothing better than this person's swing, just watching it. Personally, he was my hero growing up. He was my idol. I looked up to this dude. I tried to do his batting stance in the cage, in the game, whenever I could, because I loved him so much. It's Robbie Cano. Don't you know, Mr. Robinson Cano. I love this dude's swing so much. And when I was talking about before where I said that I watched Manny Ramirez hit all day, I could watch Robinson Cano hit all day. To this day, I follow him on Instagram and I watch all the videos of him hitting at like 41 years old. I don't care that he's facing 16-year-olds in the DR. It's still cool to watch this dude hit because it's really disappointing that everything happened with his career with the PEDs because I wish it didn't end that way because I love him so much. But his swing is just way too sweet to leave out on this list. I love your Robbie Cano, man.
Dino, I'm jumping in here because number two on my list, Robbie Cano.
Let's go.
Smoothest swing. Almost the smoothest swing I've ever seen other than number one, but the closest to number one, my number one on my list, I've ever seen. Dino?
Yeah, so like Cano's not on my list. Probably should be. And I think he probably got affected by the universal DH coming in so late. I think that if that probably was implemented 5 years earlier, I think he probably is still in the league. And then obviously the PED thing didn't help either. But I mean, even when the Yanks called him up to when the end of his career, nothing really changed in his swing or his approach. The only thing that really changed was his body size. Clearly now we know why. But watching him take BP, there was a YouTube video a while back. It was like A-Rod, Cano, and somebody else playing horse off a tee in Tampa at the training facility. And they were calling out like padding on like the home run wall. And it was unbelievable to watch. So Cano should probably be on my list. He's just not. But my number two is Ohtani-san. I'm with De Palma here, dude. Like, it's I'm 33 years old. Okay, when people are like, "Oh, who's your favorite player?" Right? Like, I'm like, that's my children.
Right.
Watching Shohei Ohtani play baseball makes me feel like I'm 10 years old, and I've never rooted for somebody more in my life. He is by far the most exciting player in baseball to watch. Whether he's on the bump,
yep,
whether he's swinging, doesn't matter. He is the definition of a two-way player. I think you're going to see an influx of that eventually in the league. I think it's about time you start to see that. But, dude, like, he hits pitches that you will see John Boy break down a pitcher saying, how the fuck did he hit that?
Yep.
Right? Like, the dude just hits every single pitch in the world. It kind of reminds me of Vlad, because, like, Vlad Sr. used to, like, hit pitches that you used to be, like, really confused about.
He hit balls off the dirt out 400 feet.
Yeah. So, like, dude, when you have a guy that's obviously going to pitch every fifth day, but is putting up historical numbers offensively in a ballpark that's really aesthetically pleasing to watch, that adds to my list as well. Because if he was playing in, like, trying to think of a stadium that, like, wouldn't interest me in him playing in, like, the White Sox.
I was going to say Kauffman Park, Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, so, like, that wouldn't interest me that much. But I think the Angels have the nicest ballpark in top three, which we'll do that list too. But I just think I like the Angels uniforms. I think everything about Ohtani is amazing to watch.
I completely agree with you. Absolutely generational talent. Honestly, instead of going around for number one, we know who
we the all answer know. Is.
Do we need a drum roll? No, we all know. Let's go. Ken Griffey Jr.
It's the kid.
It's the kid.
Come on. It has to be. If it's anything else, if you're listening to this, you're wrong. Ken Griffey's the answer.
He looks great, too. It's not like we didn't share our list or anything before that. Like, yeah, Griffey.
It's just everybody knows this is the answer. If you're in the baseball community, everybody agrees upon this, that Ken Griffey Jr. has the sweetest swing, the most iconic swing in baseball history for anybody who has ever walked this earth, picked up a bat, anything. The dude's nickname is literally Swingman, and he has a whole company behind it. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all ever wore Swingman cleats, but I did in one of my years in JUCO. And I swear to God, I hit 50 points higher, and I hit twice as many home runs as I normally do rocking Swingman cleats. It's just scientifically proven that he's got the sweetest swing ever. And if you rock Swingmans, you're going to hit at least 10 times, or at least double the amount of home runs.
Tips from D-Paw. That's what you get at Hot Shots Podcast. Go and buy Swingman cleats.
Type in Hot Shots 20 for 20% off. No, I'm kidding.
Shout out Griffey. Hit us up, dog.
Oh, that's awesome. Dino, I don't want to cut you off. Did you want to say anything about Griffey? Or is there not too much to say, maybe?
What? Either one of us? There's nothing to say, man.
Nope. Like, I agree with you. I just didn't want to cut you off, man.
Yeah, there's like, I wish there was something I could say. Like, there's just not. Just watch it. It's magical to watch.
That's going
to
be all for us here at the Hot Shots Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials, all the channels, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. We're on at Hot Shots Podcast on all platforms. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening, if you're on Spotify, Apple Music, or any other platform. Thanks for listening. Give a review. Tell your friends. We appreciate it a lot. And follow us on all of our socials. We'll follow you back on there if you follow us. So, yeah, we'd love to have a conversation with you, too. So, yep, see you next time.